This is the Experience Pros Radio Show. Got an opinion or want to ask us a question? Email radio at experiencepros.com or message us on the Experience Pros Facebook page, and we'll interact with you live on the show.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. We do want to interact with you live on the show, and so we invite you to call in if you'd like to chat with us, 303-632-4160. That's 303-632-4160. And here's what we're going to do. Our next guest is Karen Friedman. She's the executive communication coach, syndicated columnist, professional speaker, and the author of a really cool titled book that says, "Shut Up and Say Something." I put my own little tone in that. Following two decades as an award-winning major market television news reporter, she founded Karen Friedman Enterprises, and her design is to help professionals become more powerful, persuasive communicators. Karen Friedman, welcome to the Experience Pros Radio Show.
Thank you for having me. Good to be here.
I love the title of your book. How did you come up with that as a title?
Well, you know, it's kind of funny because for many, many years, I was a reporter. And as a reporter and now as a communications leadership coach, I would listen to a lot of people who either had great things to say and didn't know how to say it, or, with all due respect, kept talking and talking and talking and didn't say anything. And I used to joke to my colleagues way back when I was a reporter, "Oh, my goodness, I wish they would just shut up." And we were laughing about it one day. And then all of a sudden, when I was playing with, and that was my first book, but when I was playing with that book, it just dawned on me, like, shut up in a nice way. I don't mean that in a mean way.
Of course.
But if you're going to, if you have something important to say, don't make people wade through all that stuff. Just say it. Get to the meat and get to it quickly.
So, Karen, why do you think that so many people, and especially leaders, are poor communicators?
I think a lot of times people can't really differentiate between everything they know and what they think other people should know. And what ends up happening is they go into this deep dive and they provide way too many details. And especially today, where attention spans are so short and we're so time challenged, people tune out. And I always say to people, you know, think of communicating as an upside down triangle. So the fat part of the triangle is where many leaders, many of us, tend to start. Blah, 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 blah. And then we get to the point, which is the wow, the boom, the bang, the what people really care about. So take that triangle, flip it around, start with the main point, and then fill in the details that back up that main point. And so it's a combination of that and a combination of talking about what's important to you as the communicator, instead of really sitting in the seats of the listener you're talking to address their concerns.
It sounds different in our heads, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sounds a lot different in our heads. It's probably why we tend to sometimes only win arguments with ourselves.
Well said.
Hey, Karen, this is Cheryl. I'm sitting in for Angel today.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, very good. You know, one of the things that you were saying about, I think, as far as communicating is being a good listener. And a lot of people listen to respond versus listening to understand. And I find that a lot, especially in my business. How do you recognize that? And then, like, if you find yourself that you're with a person like that, how do you turn that around so that you can be heard?
Well, first of all, you make an excellent point. And when you are the person who tends to interrupt all the time, first of all, you probably don't realize that you're doing it. So you have to train yourself to, instead of think about your response while somebody else is talking, which means you're not listening and
right.
Which means you're not fully present, you have to really train yourself to listen, let the person finish, wait for the pause, and then interject what you're saying. So that's on that side. Right? On the other side, if you have somebody who just keeps talking, you have to look for the point where you can interrupt and say, wait a minute, you just say, you know what I mean? And piggyback or pick up on something that they said and then move on to, you know, advance the conversation.
Our guest is Karen Friedman. She is the executive communication coach, a syndicated columnist, and a professional speaker, the author of Shut Up and Say Something. Karen, where can our listeners connect with you and perhaps pick up a copy or three of your book?
Or five. Yeah, they can go to KarenFriedman.com, which is Karen with a K, FRIEDMAN.com. The links to both Shut Up and Say Something and my new book, Ordinary People, Extraordinary Lessons, are posted there. It'll take you to Amazon, Barnes & Noble. And there are also dozens and dozens and dozens of free how-to, quick tip videos, articles, resources, all free. And you can link to them through the site. And that'll take you to my YouTube channel.
And I can sense from your distinct accent that you've been living in Texas or Missouri for quite some time. Where are you located?
Wrong. I am in Philadelphia, but my shout and my heart goes out to those folks.
Absolutely.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Absolutely. Well said. All right. A final thought for us, Karen, for how maybe we can take our speaking game, our communication game, more than speaking, because listening has so much to do with it, to the next level.
One of the things that people can do today is they can actually watch TED Talks, because TED Talks can unveil some of the most complicated subjects, and you can watch people present them in an engaging manner in a relatively short period of time.
Yes.
So watch other people and look for ways to use relevant examples, metaphors, analogies, short stories that really drive home your message and make your message more relatable to the people that you're talking to.
The book is called Shut Up and Say Something, Business Communication Strategies to Overcome Challenges and Influence Listeners. Karen Friedman, thank you for joining us. We're so grateful for you.
Love it.
Thank you for the invite.
Absolutely. And you know, Cheryl, I mean, she brings up so many great things.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's funny because I remember in the early days of my public speaking career, I was doing a lot of the things that she was saying. You know, just talk, but mm-hmm. not doing a lot of listening or observation in the communication. And I still struggle with the desire to over-communicate rather than over-listen. But I've come a long way.
See what I'm doing now? I'm listening.
You are listening.
I'm listening.
You're listening really well.
So, but this is what you do for a living. You talk.
Yes.
Right? So it's hard, I would think, not to interrupt and not to want to get your point across, but listen to your audience as to what they need.
Yeah.
Because then you are our leader. Then people are following you.
You know, it's funny when Angel and I started in the radio business, it frustrated her to no end that I would, like, almost, I know I would interrupt. I mean, we would step on each other's things. In radio, that's actually expected. Mm-hmm. You know, there's very little downtime. There's very little dead air.
Sure.
And if there is dead air, it's by design. There's the music.
It's called a pause.
That's right. There's the music. We're going to be back right after this with Cheryl Braunschweiger sitting in for Angel Tussey. You can reach her. What's that number again?
303-696-6933.
That's ALMC Mortgage at Nova Home Loans. You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Network.